Mr. Coffey, would you care to comment at this time?
I'll just try and address the comments overall, I guess, from a broader perspective. Obviously, it sounds like commissioners had some issues that we need to work on, and it sounded like some of those were valid issues that I heard today. Some of those I didn't feel were as valid, and rather than get off in the weeds, I'll just say that as administrator, we deal with hundreds of things. Sometimes things don't go as quickly as we'd like. Sometimes we don't have the money for all the things that need to be done. There were issues, for example, like I'm Greenland Acres, that's been a 40-year-old problem. And, you know, we've bought property, we've hired a surveying firm at the last meeting, we got a $1 million grant in the things, in the works. But as administrator, I can't wave my magic wand and solve some of those problems. With regard to the airport, the commission has directed us to do things to try and right that ship. As you know, many of those issues weren't of my doing, but I am fixing those. Obviously, dealing with mosquito control and moving in the airport, I thought the direction of the commission was to turn the financial ship around. And if I could sell that building for $2.4 million or $2.5 million, then that would be a direction the commission would want to go. And if not, obviously the commission can direct me otherwise. So we are working there. With regard to relationship with Palm Coast, I would argue it's never been better. Do I stand up for Flagler County and occasionally when we need to stand up for an issue? You bet. Do I have those conversations with the city manager in private? You bet. Do I publicly grandstand with him? No, I do not do that. I have an open, frank conversation with the city manager of Palm Coast, and you only have to look to all the interlocals we've done, Graham Swamp. You can go through a variety of other interlocals. We've been meeting every other week. We're right now trying to engage to find out a way to work together on fire services. And that's something that there was a report, and we did a report, and we're working together to try and build a better future. I am not fearful of my job. I think I do a very good job. I work very hard. I'm here day and night. I did take two days off last week, but my last vacation, I will tell you, has been far and few between. I bought a house here in the intent to stay here and make Flagler County my home. I love Flagler County. And for someone to say those things is kind of hurtful. I've given my all to the board. I think I have a staff that works very hard for me and that puts out and does really good things for Flagler County and its citizens. You know, I have given you accomplishment lists in the past. I mean, you just saw we just won a national budget award. Last week, we had Emery Riddle giving us $900,000. Millions and millions of dollars. We just got a bridge grant for Princess Place that you guys just approved. That money wouldn't have come to Flagler County. We would have had to take that money out of general fund so the bus could go over it every day. Now, yeah, I don't do everything perfect, and I don't think you're ever going to get a manager that does under these types of circumstances. And if it's your choice to replace me, I honor and respect that. I'll go out with my head held high and do what I got to do. But I'm not going to take the fact that, you know, that I didn't do this or didn't do that, because it just doesn't – there are things that I can always work on and always improve on. And I'll accept anything if the board feels they would like to modify my contract. I'll accept that too. But some of the things that have been – even done this weekend as far as reaching out to people and saying things about me are just despicable. I can't believe that someone would do those kind of things. The things that were said about the NOPC, I don't know what was said to some folks, but they're half-truths, and it can be explained. But I won't get into that here. Thank you.